5 afternoon, yeah. Weather's a little chilly, but that's okay. That's cloudy. Who knows what's going to happen next. Actually, I just got a, technically it's a 40-meter horse fence antenna put up by a couple of good friends. And it's good on many, many bands, most of them, I think. I don't know. I have a separate 80-meter dipole, so I haven't checked it on there. But it's cut perfectly for 40 meters right from the factory. And I get to like 1.1 or 1.01 for SWR. So that's not bad. And I'm also on several other bands. A couple of them I need to use a tuner with. But it's all horizontal. From what I understand and what I've experienced before when I did have a vertical, you get better coverage and less static with horizontal than you do with a vertical. And it's going to match most people anyway, because most people are horizontal, so if you use the same mode that everybody else is using, you tend to be better off, most of the time anyway. There could be exceptions, I guess. But other than that, it's horizontal, but that 40-meter horse fence antenna, what that is, in case nobody knows, is it's like a, kind of like a web flat cable type thing, about 4 inches across that you string up. And it is very sturdy, and it's pretty stable in the wind and stuff like that, so it doesn't bounce around as much as just a single wire. Yeah, well, thought I was getting close to timing it out there, so I had to put a nickel in. But it is a really high-quality antenna. They're not really that expensive. It was a little bit over 100, I guess, something like that. Not bad. Not for a good tool. If you want to, you know. So, but I'm going to be a lot more into HF nowadays. You're going to see me less on the VHF, UHF, and more on the HF. So with that, and give me your call sign again, Richard. For some reason, I can't find it. I know I have it somewhere, I just can't find it. So, this is WADOY. Back to Net Control.